So your father, during the Depression, would get, they were called warrants?
Warrants, yeah.
How would you spell that?
W-A-R-R-A-N-T-S.
W-A-R-R-A-N-T-S. Warrants. And the employer would give those out? Or?
Well, this was true of the school district, and I assume other governmental places. They'd issue their salary each month with a warrant. And in order to get money out of it to live on, you'd have to cash it in by people that had money, would buy these warrants, and they would draw the interest of the people that purchased it. See, it was a good investment because they knew they were going to get their money.
Eventually.
And that went on for quite a few years.
Did. I can imagine some people saying, well, I'm not going to accept that as I want money right now. Or
well, they had to have it to pay their bills.
Yeah.
But somebody that had a little money, they could came out real well.
So when would they come through on these warrants?
Well, if you held on to them, they'd come. You could cash them in when they collected enough tax to distribute to the various governmental groups. They'd buy them off and pay the interest.
Hmm. So your dad, I would imagine, probably had a pretty good job being a government employee.
Well, he's getting paid by warrants, but he wouldn't have money unless he cashed in those warrants.
Yeah.
And he couldn't, he wasn't in a position to hold them.
Mm-hmm.
So then during the Depression, the banks all went broke. Maybe all of them, yeah. I don't know if my folks had a tidy sum in there or not, but I know they lost some money on them because of the bank, and wouldn't anywhere in the world to get that money back.
So what were the other folks? Did they either have to leave the county, or how did they?
Well, that was true all over the nation.
Yeah.
Wasn't just in La Grande,
but particularly this county in La Grande. What kind of, the town must have really shrunk, or?
Oh, I can't remember shrinking. It was probably around 6,000 people or 7,000, man. But that's when FDR came in with all these new programs. That's how we got everything with the label on it. Mm-hmm. WP8 was one of them.
Yeah, which built the gym of the school. And,
yeah.
And what other?
Oh, I don't know. They probably did other things, but that was all over the nation. They got money that way. Of course, somebody had to pay for it sometime down the road.
Yeah.
We probably went in debt for it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Nationwide.
Did it seem like a real big relief at the time? Did
well, I
how did your father feel about that?
Well, I don't know. Dad didn't handle the money. My mother handled the money.
Oh, really?
And at least he had a job. There's a lot of people who didn't have a job, you know. So we never went hungry or anything.
There's always food on the table.
Yeah. Oh, another thing on that field up there that was mentioned earlier. In the summertime, La Grande back in the 30s had men's softball teams. Now we have Little League, you know. But that was men's softball team. And that used to draw people up there to sit in that southwest corner of that field to watch those games. And I think they charged a nickel to get in, something like that. And but there was a CCC camp up at Hillguard, Civilian Conservation Corps. And that was another thing that was was going for the during the Depression to get people back to work. See, they come out and these fellows, particularly here, Cobby came from the East, and they had them out in the woods doing work and that sort of thing. And they got their board and room out and probably a little stipend. But anyway, they were one of the softball teams. and it really used to draw crowds.
Wow.
It was just the time, and there's a lot of interest in it, and so I remember the Elks having a team, and the CCCs, and they really used to compete. Nowadays, why, it's all Little League and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it might have created some kind of a tradition here that's maybe stayed, though?
No, I don't think it has anything to do with that. It's just like a lot of other things. It runs its course and that's it.
Yeah. Do you think, that would have been fascinating, I think, to have people drawn in to watch something.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That. So, was there not too many other forms of entertainment?
Well, yeah, that's true. Television wasn't going. And of course, you had radio, but you didn't have television, and that television changed a lot of things.
There was a movie theater.
In town, in the Grand, there were three theaters. It's where Domino Pizza is right now.
Oh, yeah.
And another one about in there where the Elkhorn is. And another one down where it is now. And it was called the Granada. The other one was called State, and the first one where Domino's was called the Liberty Theater. And they tell me that the stage is still in that building, in the Liberty. And I don't know if the balcony's still there, but they had a balcony and downstairs. It was quite a thing. That's what you did. Right. On Sunday, you'd take your girl to the show. Sit in the balcony.
Did you ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
And those were plays, like?
No, it was a movie.
Movies?
Yeah. Speakers. The talkies came in, in the early 30s or late 20s? Mm-hmm. Before that, it's hard to get used to all these new films.
Yeah? Why is that?
They don't seem to be real to life, or they jump from one thing to another, and a lot of noise and whatnot. And these were just downright good family living.
Yeah.
For the most part.
High quality films.
Well, you'd go to the show, and the first thing you'd see would be a newsreel.
Hmm.
Then you'd see maybe the previews for the next few weeks. Then they'd have a comedy of some sort. And then they'd have a cartoon. Then you'd have the main feature. Now you go, I think you just see the main feature.
Pretty much. What were the newsreels usually about?
Well, what was it? Graham Macme was a newscaster in those days. I can remember him being on there. And what was the other one? Can't think of it right now. But they'd narrate those films, or those newscasts. I think they were put on a lot by RKO. RKO. And RKO doesn't exist anymore.
What's RKO?
Oh, it was a one of the first movie outfits. Republica. I can't tell you what stands
for. One of the early.
Yeah.
Did you listen much to the local radio station?
Local radio station didn't get here till around, well, it was when I was in high school, I think. In fact, getting back to the football game, I think that was also one of the first football games they broadcast in the Grand.
Was on with the local radio station?
Yeah, it was KLBM. And
so they would broadcast some of the local high school games?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they did that for years. I don't know, man, whether you still do it or not.
Is that another big part of the entertainment, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, people went to the games. They were well attended. And television just changed a lot of things, really.
How did it do that?
Well, people could sit at home.
You think that might have had for less attendance at the softball games and football games?
Oh, I'm sure eventually, yeah. Oh, I imagine that softball went out when the war started and that sort of thing.
People, do you think from this community or Union County ended up going to serve in the war effort?
Oh, I couldn't tell you that. I don't. Have you seen the Observer has put up, I think, two editions of service people who served in during World War II?
Hmm.
I've got copies of them downstairs. But,
did the war affect like the mills around here?
I don't think a mill got a deferment, but some of the railroaders did. Had to run the trains.
Mm-hmm.
They got deferred. But still, some of those people went into service.
Mm-hmm. But as far as I'm sure they needed wood and all that sort of thing during the war.
Oh, yeah.
And were the mills booming? Or?
Well, that's another thing. Millwood. Now you don't see any waste in the mills. It used to be that people burned millwood in to cook with. And they had. What they call boxwood. It was real, I think they made boxes and it was real smooth finish. And you'd burn some of that, maybe use it for kindling.
Oh.
And the rest of it was a load of millwood that you'd burn in the furnace or some stove that you had. And then you'd order cordwood. And it maybe come in 4 foot lengths, then you'd have to get it sawed up. People went around doing that for you. And they heated their house with this cordwood.
Really? And that's instead of coal? Or?
Yeah, right.
I noticed some of the houses around here have those old coal chutes that would come in. Were they using those when you were...
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, my folks always burn wood over there in their house over on 4th Street. But I'm sure it's probably heated by gas now, but this house here, living in presently, was a coal stoker when we moved here. They've since converted to gas. But no, it was nothing. It's like at the school, there would, out behind every school in town, there'd be 4-foot cordwood stacked up.
Really?
And cords and cords of it. And they had furnaces then. Of course, they heated the water in the boilers and that sort of thing. And they heated and used 4-foot wood. They didn't chop it up into finer, shorter lengths at the schools. Of course, a home had to get it chopped into, 14-inch or 12-inch lengths.
Yeah. Okay. Most everything. I appreciate the interview and the time.
Well, such as it was. I'll sign this thing and